Okay, just update on a couple injury deals here. Brian Hoyer is out of the protocol. He's been cleared by the specialists, participated fully in practice, and he'll start for us at quarterback on Sunday. J.D. Clowney dealing with a foot issue. It's day-to-day. He's made some progress. It's day-to-day. A.J. Boye did not practice today, dealing with a knee issue, and he's also day-to-day. We roster move-wise, we had to obviously place Charles James on injured reserve. And we brought up Corey Moore from the practice squad to the 53, and then we signed Robert Nelson, a corner, to the practice squad. So with that, I'll open it up to questions. I thought he practiced really well. You know, last week he was cleared to practice, not playing a game. He practiced well last week. He ran a show team, did some things on the side. And then today I thought he looked really sharp. So, again, it all depends on how it looks on Sunday, obviously. But, I think he's looked good. He's got, good command of our offense and what we're doing. And the ball seems like it's coming out of his hand real well. I don't know. I think, we had a lot of guys here last year when we had some different quarterbacks play, and that helped. I think that the way that we approach things is, if somebody goes down, the next guy's got to be ready. I think that's the way pretty much every team approaches it in the National Football League. And I think we got a bunch of good guys. They rally around whoever's playing what position, especially at that position. And, they practice hard. They compete in practice. They pay attention in the meetings, and I think they there's good chemistry on this team.
Obviously, the league and the team has concussion recognition things in place already. Will it be different on Sunday? Will it be more cognizant of any pick Brian might take or
others? I would say that first of all, any decision like this, we listen to the doctors. No decision is taken lightly when it comes to. Concussions, that's for sure. So he's been cleared. Everybody feels great about where he's at, how he's recovered, all those different things. And, certainly when you watch that position, regardless of what the most recent injuries have been at that position, I think you pay close attention to those guys. These defensive linemen are really good. Our guys are going to do their best to block them. But, quarterbacks get hit. So we'll certainly be watching, that's for sure.
Coach, what are some of the things that, when a quarterback goes out due to injury, what are some of the things, including Hoyer, that a quarterback can do to stay sharp so it's not that big of a transition getting back used to the speed of the game?
Well, I think it's hard. I think it's very difficult to do that. But I do think that the first thing is that they have to really do a good job in the meetings. They have to do a good job in the walkthroughs. We have to do a good job as coaches in trying to get them when they do come back and they're able to, like for Brian last week, he was able to practice, get him some reps on the show team. So he was able to run the scout team, and I think that helped him. Even though he's running the other team's plays, he was able to be out there throwing the ball at basically full practice speed, which I think is good. I think a lot of it, the onus is on the player. The player has to do a good job of keeping up with the material and making sure he's studying film and preparing like he's going to play. And I give our guys a lot of credit. Those guys that have played for us, they've all done that pretty well.
What do you think about the contributions of your rookie class? Just kind of start at the top with Kevin.
Yeah, well, I think, I think all of these guys have contributed in different ways. If you look at Kevin, I think he's improved every week. I think he's in a very competitive position on our team. He plays a position in our league that's a very difficult position to play as a rookie. And I think he's done a good job. He's a bright guy. He really is mature. He knows how to prepare. He's got some good veterans to learn from there at that position. Bernardrick McKinney's another guy that I think has really improved as the year's gone on. Really feels more comfortable in our defense now than he did at the beginning of the year, and he's making a lot of plays. And so, so on and so forth down the road, there's different guys in there that have done a in that class that have done a good job for us. You know, maybe even Lamb. You know, Lamb was an undrafted guy that has come in here and played a role for us and done a nice job. So, obviously, I'm not mentioning every name, but I think that class as a whole has done a decent job.
Your defense forced three interceptions off Blake last time, but do you see him as a guy who plays? He's not a tentative guy. He's very aggressive with how he plays.
Yeah, this guy's playing at a high level. He's doing a lot of good things. He's got a lot of weapons to throw to on offense. Allen Robinson, Hearns, Marquise Lee, the tight ends, Thomas and Mercedes Lewis. I mean, these guys are good. You know, the backs, Yeldon, who I know has been out, but Robinson's been in there. I mean, they've got a lot of weapons. And then they have him. And, you know, he's really improved over the last 2 years to the point now where, you know, I think he's playing at a really high level. He's a great scrambler. He's able to make plays on his feet. That's very, very dangerous. If you let him out of the pocket, he's going to hurt you. And he's getting the ball out quicker than he did his rookie year, you know, because he's understanding coverages better and things like that. So he's playing at a high level.
Did you think he did a good job regarding his scrambling the first time?
I did. I did in our first game. Yeah, I did. I thought he did. He broke free a couple times. And, you know, in addition to that, they run the zone read. So he has the ability to keep the ball on that, too. And he's a big guy that can run. So he's a threat in a few different ways.